This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. Fried chicken sandwiches are having a moment in the culinary world right now. You can find them all over Austin these days, from fancy fine dining restaurants to drive-thrus. So if you're looking to narrow down some places that you might want to try out, we have a guy here who's eaten a bunch of them and has some opinions about it. Austin American statesman, restaurant critic Matthew Odom. Thanks for coming in, Matthew.
Hey there, Nathan.
So what's going on with fried chicken sandwiches?
I mean, fried chicken sandwiches are indeed having a moment. You know, I think we're all familiar with the fast food chains, a couple very popular ones that you'll see lines around the block, some except on Sunday.
Right.
But fried chicken sandwiches are having such a moment that celebrity chefs like David Chang from Momofuku has opened Fuku, which is a fried chicken restaurant. And French chef Ludo Lefebvre has opened a place in Los Angeles. So it's really taking the country by storm, kind of on the back of the wave of comfort food.
Your list kind of runs the gamut for places in Austin. You've got some fine dining restaurants on there, right?
Right. Fix is kind of an upscale restaurant. It's in the first floor of the IBC Bank building on 5th Street. And they do one that's on a nice sunchoke bun, which is unique. It's a huge piece of chicken, and sticking with the Southern vibe, they have sweet tea pickles with it as well. So that's one of the fancier sandwiches.
And how much do they charge at Fix?
It's $9, and it's only served at their daily social hour, which is, I think, from 4 to 7 at their bar in their lounge area.
What's this place that's in a bowling alley?
Lebowski's Grill, which also makes a good burger, is up there at Highland Lanes in North Austin. Their grill inside their bowling alley is not just a throwaway. They actually marinate their chicken breast overnight, from what I understand, in white wine and Worcestershire. And then on the version I had, they make this chipotle lime mayo, pepper jack cheese for some spice, and some slippery poblano peppers. And they fry it to this dark russet color. It's really good, especially for a bowling alley sandwich. That's $10.
Another one from your burger list, but you're talking chicken sandwiches this time, coming in at number 2 on this top 10 you have, is Odd Duck. What's their chicken sandwich like?
You know, they take an artisanal approach to everything they do. So when they choose to elevate a burger or a taco or a fried chicken sandwich, those foods just ascend to almost unrecognizable heights, right? Like, they use a creamy homemade egg salad as the base spread. I mean, nobody's doing that. And they make this hearty Birdman bread that they fleck with sunflower and sesame seeds. It hits, you know, savory points. They have a sweet honey mustard and these tangy and aromatic pickled fennel. There's cool mint and spicy Thai chili. So there's a lot going on with that sandwich. Those guys are great at pretty much everything they do.
And the price tag?
That is a $12 sandwich.
Some of these places are kind of new, but are there any restaurants on your list of your favorite chicken sandwiches that have been around for a while?
You know, the old school Top Notch up on Burnett Road opened in 1971, and the new owners have gone back to the original fried chicken recipe that they use. It's a secret recipe from the Stanish family who opened, and so who knows what's in that milk wash or in that seasoning. It's fried to this pale brown color, and it's served on kind of this floppy bun with a heap of mayonnaise. There's nothing fancy about it, but it just kind of feels like a church social picnic or something like that. You know, it's very nostalgic, and that'll only run you $4.99.
Not bad.
All right.
Dazed and Confused. I love that movie too, and of course, some of it was shot at Top Notch, right? Are you going to tell us about the number one? What's the number one on your list of chicken sandwiches?
You know what, Nathan? The number one sandwich on this list is from Thai Fresh, which is in South Austin. It's on Mary Street. And one of the owners, Jam Senachat, she actually used to work at Hoover's years and years ago. So it kind of makes sense that she'd have this fried chicken sandwich, which used to be a special, but due to popularity, it forced its way onto the menu. And of course, it's influenced by her Thai roots. So they marinate the chicken in coconut milk and Thai chilies. Then they put it on a whole wheat bun from Moonlight Bakery just down the road. And then the mayo is also spicy. It's got Thai chilies, and it's also punched with fish sauce and lime juice. So it has some nice complexity to it. It's a spicy sandwich, a lot of crunch. It's a big piece of chicken. Just the right size of bread to meat ratio. And that's a $14 sandwich. Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing at Thai Fresh, that includes tip, because they recently have gone to a gratuity included policy. Apparently that's working out for them pretty well. And it's a darn good sandwich.
You can check out Matthew Odom's full list of his 10 favorite chicken sandwiches in Austin at austin360.com, or read it in Friday's print edition of the Austin American Statesman. Matthew Odom's the restaurant critic. Thanks for your time, Matthew.
Always a pleasure, Nathan.